Good morning. Welcome into our program for today. Once again, we welcome Cecilia Murray, the Executive Director of the Waynesville St. Robert Area Chamber of Commerce. And that's good morning to you.
Good morning, Gary. How are you?
I'm okay.
Good.
I think I have allergies or something.
Oh, I've been fighting that too. So I think it's the weather's about to change for the good.
So. I think so too. Well, when is the luncheon, the chamber luncheon this month then?
It is on March the 10th. And it's at 11:45 at the Pulaski Family Activity Coalition. And if, for those that don't know, that's down Y Highway on the right-hand side across from Greater Community Baptist Church. And our sponsor this month is the Rotary Club of Pulaski County. They're going to talk about all the great things they do in the county. And we have a partnership with them for the Choices Program. Everyone needs to RSVP by March the 9th at 9 a.m. So, of course, we'll have our monthly updates that we always get from the cities, Fort Leonard Wood, the county.
And then tell us a little bit. I don't want to get off our subject and the things that we're going to talk about today. You mentioned Choices just briefly.
Yes.
So we have newcomers here. They'll know what that is.
Yes. The Choices program, as I said, we partner with the Rotary Club. And we have volunteers that go into all 8th grade classes in the county. So we don't just do the Waynesville School District. We do the whole county. And it's a educational program on helping students make the right choices in their life. And it's not about drugs and alcohol. It's about career and money management, those kinds of things to help them make the right choices for their future.
And the luncheon itself, is that going to be catered, or will the people at the center?
Yeah, the Pulaski Family Activity Coalition is actually going to be our caterer, and they always do a really good home-cooked meal. It's always something to be excited about.
Very excellent there.
Yes.
Thank you.
And it's a nice fundraiser for them.
All right. So that's coming up on the 10th, and you need to RSVP no later than 9 the previous day.
Yes.
Okay. All right, so that's a luncheon, and then what else?
Well, we're starting to sign people up for the tour of Fort Leonard Wood, and this year we're doing something different. We have the Chamber has partnered with AUSA, the Committee of 50, Friends of the Fort, and Phelps for the Fort, and we're going to do one large tour of Fort Leonard Wood. Instead of each community doing their own, we're going to do it as a large group. AUSA is the main partner in this. They are going to provide everyone's lunch that day, so we can thank them. But people need to sign up for that if you're interested in going on the tour of Fort Leonard Wood, seeing all the new construction, everything going on. They've got the new barracks, the new child care facility. There's a lot that's been happening at Fort Wood if you haven't been on lately. And this is a great way to educate yourself on our neighbor, Fort Leonard Wood. So the tour is going to be on April the 9th from 8:45 to 2:30. You do need to sign up by calling the chamber office at 336-5121. And we ask that you be a chamber or committee of 50 member.
And then also we've got some new members.
We do. I'd like to welcome our new members, and that's Brown's Photography, Flat Branch Mortgages, Vocational Rehabilitation in Rolla, Northrop Grumman Corporation, and Reader's Corner, and they're in Rolla as well. So we've had a couple new Rolla members.
And then the Taste of Pulaski County, I know that's going to be happening fairly soon.
Yes, March the 27th. We always do it the last Saturday of March. And, of course, we're wrapping up the basket auction part of the event. And all baskets have to be into the chamber by March the 12th. So anybody that was thinking about making a donation, we would really appreciate that. We're not picky. We'll take anything that somebody wants to donate for us. And it just needs to be at our office by March the 12th so that we can complete the program for the event. But the taste and the basket auction will be on March the 27th from 11 to 4 p.m. at the St. Robert Community Center. And we have a lot of restaurants. We even have some new restaurants this year. We have Five and Diner, Charmed Cakes and Sweets. They're going to have some good stuff. Jitters, Miller's Grill, Southern Spice, Sweetwater Barbecue, The Drink, Waffle House, Stefano's Pizza, Aussie Jack's, Ozark Coca-Cola, Missouri Eagle, and Pepsi. So we have a lot of good variety, $10 for adults, and you can eat all you want. It's a great time to come out, and children 12 to 5 are $5, and 4 and under are free. So it's a great family event. Our theme this year is a Western. So we're encouraging everyone to come dressed in their Western shirts, cowboy hats, boots, whatever you want, your big belt buckles. It's just going to be a fun time. The first 50 people to come to the door will have receive a gift from the chamber. And we're going to have intermissions in between the live basket auction. And we have a singer that will be coming to perform for us. So we're really excited about that.
March the 27th, tickets are now on sale at the chamber office. And probably the ambassadors, are they selling them too?
We'll be selling them at the chamber luncheon. And if you're interested in tickets, you need to come by the chamber office. And we're inside the visitor center beside Ruby Tuesdays. We're in the lower level, so they just pull around the back, Suite B. And we're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Tickets will be available at the door as well.
Now, I'm assuming this is on Saturday since it's 11 to 4.
It is a Saturday, yes. And I do want to thank our sponsors, Ozark Technical Community College, Laclede Electric, Citizens Mortgage, Pepsi, Ireland Architects. And we really thank everybody for their continued support of this event. This is the largest fundraiser that the chamber does, so it's really important for us. It's so much fun. People come and sample all of the food from the restaurants, enjoy the live auction. We have a silent auction that goes on as well, and entertainment. And it's just family fun. People can get together and have a good time.
Now, it is inside the St. Robert Community Center.
Correct.
And when you were talking about that, I was thinking of saying, well, we know since it's indoors, we don't have any problems with the weather. I suppose we could get a big snowstorm, but we're not.
Oh, don't say
we're
that.
Not, no, we're not going to, but, you know, it's not 100% sure, but if it rains or anything like that, that's no problem.
No problem. And hopefully we are done with the snow, Gary. Do not say the S word anymore.
I've been put on notice.
Yes,
right here.
But it is inside the St. Robert Community Center, so you don't have to worry about the weather. And we hope everybody comes out and has a good time.
A lot of families come to this?
They really do. This is, we do not, even though we have people there like Missouri Eagle, this is an alcohol-free event. So we do not serve any alcohol at the event. And we try to keep it family-oriented. And that way, people can bring their children and have a good time.
Yes. And that's 11 to 4, $10 for adults, and $5 for children.
12 to 4, I'm sorry, 12 to 5, and then 4 and under are free.
Okay, so you can sample what they are serving in the St. Robert area and all the restaurants, in case you're kind of curious. A lot of people are curious, you know.
Well, and this is a great time. You know, there's several new restaurants that are going to be with us this year, and it's a time that you may have thought, well, you know, I've driven by and I've seen the drink, but I don't know what they have to offer. And so come to the taste, sample their food, and you're going to love it. I can tell you, they have some great food. And I know that people have come to this event and tried food from different restaurants, and now they go every other week and enjoy it. But sometimes it's just having it all in one place, being able to sample and find out your favorite restaurant.
And then as far as the basket auction, can you kind of tantalize the people with what some of the things are?
Wow. Well, we're going to have a flat screen TV again.
Wow.
From Lynch's Furniture. Steve always does really good by us. Paul's Furniture is going to have a recliner that's going to go with that TV. So, you know, if somebody buys a recliner, they need the TV to go with it.
Or if they buy the TV, they need a recliner.
We've got some great baskets coming in. You know, we're just starting to get everything in at the office. We're We've got some Cardinal tickets from you guys, and that's going to be with the Atlanta Braves. So that's going to be another great thing to bid on. And I think Jones Investment is giving us some Cardinals tickets too. So you might have two chances to get some Cardinals tickets. But you know, it's kind of a surprise as we get stuff in what the baskets are going to be. I know that the Waynesville Career Center is going to make a picnic table for us again, and you've seen those. Uh-huh. Those are really big, uh-huh, really nice, and that actually goes as part of the silent auction. And so we usually get really good bids for that because it's much larger than a normal size picnic table that you would buy at the store. They really do a nice job on it. And I know we're getting jewelry, so that usually will go on the silent auction as well.
Well, get your tickets and get your cowboy gear together. That's you right. Don't absolutely have to, you know. But
no, you don't have to, but it creates a fun environment. Every year we do a different theme. Last year we had a circus theme and had some clowns, and you know, the kids had fun with the balloons. And the year before we did a luau, and people dressed in their Hawaiian outfits. So we just try to change it every year to give something different. You're going to come each year and find something unique as far as the theme and entertainment and the baskets.
And the theme does not limit the food. That is, you're not going to be serving buckboard beans or anything like that.
No, the restaurants will serve samples of their menu. So they are not making it just Western theme. It's strictly whatever they have on the menu.
All right, get your tickets today for that. The census, we're hearing a lot about that.
Yes, and I just want to remind everybody how important the census is to our community. We need you to fill out your forms as you get them in. And we need everybody to understand, because we do live in a military community where they may have their home of record somewhere else, but it's important that they realize that the census is where you lay your head at night. So that means that you're counted here in Pulaski County. And that is really important for our community to continue to grow. People don't realize how important that census data is. And, you know, in the census 2000, our numbers were about 12,000 less than what they should have been. And it was just a misconception that the military didn't realize that they are counted where they sleep at night. So that means they're home in Pulaski County.
All right, we'll get a better idea every time I get asked, well, how many people are in that area? I just kind of roll my eyes, because every time I check up on it, I see a different figure.
Yes, and you know, the people may not realize that the census is where large corporations, retailers, restaurants, they look at the census data to see if that community could support their store or restaurant. And they won't even look at a community unless the census numbers match what their goals are. So it is important, if people want our community to grow, to make sure they fill out that census form. It is very important.
And I believe also that grants are given based upon census information, schools and municipalities and a lot of that is dependent upon the population in the area, and it's basically census driven.
Correct. And we're excited because the Census Bureau will be at the Taste of Pulaski County. They're going to have a booth there. And so if people are concerned about filling it out or have questions, they'll be there to answer any questions you may have. Or you can give the chamber office a call. And if we don't know the answer, we'll see what we can do to find the answer for you on the census. But it is important to the community.
All right. And I believe Census Day is April 1st, I think.
I think so, yes.
All right, but we're not the last
answer to that. But. And they are still looking for employees in our area. We're very short in Pulaski County, which says a lot for our unemployment rate. We don't have a lot of unemployed individuals, but if you're wanting a second job, just a short term, they are paying very well. And we have information on our website that you can get. But I think they're giving the test almost every day to try to fill those positions.
And where do people contact for
that? They can contact 866-861-2010 for information on the application.
All right, so the luncheon coming up on March the 10th, and be sure to RSVP no later than 9 o'clock on March the 9th, which is not too far from now.
No.
Have newcomers that are in here. Tour of Fort Wood, is there a deadline for signing up for that?
April the 2nd is the deadline, and okay. The tour is on April the 9th.
All right.
Lunch will be provided by AUSA. And then, of course, the Taste of Pulaski County and Basket Auction on March the 27th.
And is there a deadline for those organizations or businesses to submit their baskets that they want? That
the baskets are due by March the 12th.
All right, so that's coming up
next
week, basically.
Yes, very fast.
All right, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Gary.
Cecilia Murray, who is the executive director of the Waynesville St. Robert Area Chamber of Commerce. Do I still put the area in there since you're here? Waynesville St. Robert Area Chamber of Commerce, or do you leave the area out now?
You can do whatever you want, Gary. You're in charge.
I won't be told what to do.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much. Join us again tomorrow for another show.